Here on the Bryant Park Project, we try to bring you news that you find meaningful, that you could relate to. And yet, there is a certain value in news that is more or less meaningless. The news you can't use, the ramble. Let's start rambling with this one. They play rough down in Puerto Rico. A contestant in a beauty pageant on the island, Ingrid Marie Rivera, broke out in hives during the competition to be the island's contestant in the Miss Universe contest. Tests on Sunday revealed her gowns and makeup to be coated with pepper spray. So it wasn't...
It's just not nice.
It wasn't just nerves. Amazingly, Rivera did not scratch, did not tear her or pluck her eyes out, and she managed to win the competition. The police haven't found who coated her clothing with pepper spray. Here's an interesting fact. Puerto Rico has fielded 5 Miss Universes since the contest began in 1952. And, you know, Puerto Rico's not even a country. Shouldn't America claim those Miss Universes? We need to. The United States.
But don't we get to claim them because of Puerto Rico?
I guess we do.
Right?
Yeah, well, only when they win. The winning ones were ours.
I see. Rachel Martin, you're up next in this ramble.
Okay, I have this crazy story. I guess it's been out for a while, but the Washington Post was reporting today that in light of these new divorce rules in Japan, where wives can now get a sizable chunk of their husband's income, which hasn't been the case up till now. In light of these new rules, Japanese husbands have kind of clued into the fact that they might not be so awesome. They might not be such good partners, staying, you know, at the office very late, going out drinking. Japanese salarymen, they've got that bad rep. So they
You have to. It's peer pressure.
Coping, I know. Yeah. It's a group mentality. So they formed a support group of sorts. It's called the National Chauvinistic Association. Don't know about that name. It teaches bad husbands and dads how to be attentive, caring, and kind. So, you know, hopefully their wives won't leave them and won't take all their money.
We should point out in Japanese, the word for chauvinist has very different connotations.
I was going to say, that that translation has got to be.
We should, although I don't know what it is.
It's actually much worse.
All right, this one is about an urban legend that might be true. For decades, residents of Fresno, California, they've heard tales about these underground tunnels beneath the town's Chinatown neighborhood. Some amateur archaeologists, well, they discovered that there actually are some tunnels underground linking several Chinatown businesses. Some people, apparently it was one of these hush-hush stories, but there were some people who grew up in Chinatown in the 40s and 50s who were coming forward to share their stories of wandering through these tunnels. Now this, on one hand, is like, wow, that's really, really cool. But on the other hand, it's considered a sensitive subject for some in that community because there were a lot of racist legends that went on with these Chinese tunnels that the Chinese people were down there doing various things, not only in Fresno, but in other American cities as well. So some people are not so happy about perhaps the confirmation of these tunnels. Some local historians still working on figuring out why the tunnels were built, how they were used. A lot of people say probably gambling and liquor.
Okay, now I'm getting why it might be sensitive about the rumors. No shame in a tunnel, per se.
Tunneling.
Yeah.
Rachel, are you going to
finish
us
more?
They are tunneling people.
I have a story about my favorite president, Abraham Lincoln, and everyone likes to speculate about good old
Abe. So cliched, by the way, Rachel.
Oh, I know. I don't care.
I'm a
Grover
Cleveland
president.
Man myself, but go ahead.
Everyone, you know, all these rumors, oh, he's gay, oh, he was depressed, oh, maybe he wasn't really born in a log cabin. Well, there's apparently one more thing to speculate about. He may have been sick with cancer when he was shot and killed by an assassin's bullet in Ford's Theater. This guy, John Sotos, he's going to publish something online next month. He's a physician and an amateur historian. He argues that Lincoln likely suffered from a genetic illness with the odd name MEN2B, some other fancy name he gives as well. And he also
multiple endocrine neoplasia, perhaps?
Oh, pff, there you go. Like that. And that he also had cancer, and that basically it just sounds like he was doomed from the get-go. So
very sad.
I know.
What's the fascination with Lincoln? I mean, if there had been a Perez Hilton, he would have been on that.
I don't know.
Website.
Because he's so
back
awesome.
In the day.
Well,
it's our, in our
gay,
culture to,
Lincoln
like,
had Marfan
break them
syndrome.
Down.
We just, everything that we need to invent, we thrust into the Lincoln vessel. He's everything we want and fear.
Ooh, that was good, Mike.
That does it for the ramble. Thanks, Rachel.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah.